This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Authorities say a bombing attack that targeted Afghanistan's acting defense minister killed at least 8 people and wounded 20. The deputy minister was not hurt in the attack, claimed Wednesday by Taliban insurgents. The blast went off late Tuesday in a heavily guarded upscale neighborhood of the capital of Kabul. It was also followed by a gun battle that also left 4 militants dead, according to authorities. Officials say the casualty toll could rise. A Taliban spokesman said in a statement that they claimed responsibility for the attack. It comes as the insurgent group presses ahead and the offensive that is putting pressure on provincial capitals in the south and west. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani was inside the Pentagon when a deadly incident occurred there.
From the Pentagon's credentialing office, just feet from the doors leading to the transit center, an officer could clearly be heard yelling, "Shooter!" Soon after, the Pentagon was on lockdown, leaving the 20 or so people in the office sitting around with no window as to what was happening outside. Staffers said it would be a while and brought out more chairs. Police allowed us to leave about 90 minutes later.
That's AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting. An oil tanker that was attacked by a drone strike was seen moored off of the United Arab Emirates early Wednesday. The U.S., the U.K., and Israel have blamed Iran for a drone attack that occurred on the Mercer Street tanker that occurred earlier in the week. That killed 2 people. The British Navy has warned of a potential hijack of a ship off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. This is VOA News. China's worst coronavirus outbreak since the start of the pandemic a year and a half ago has escalated with dozens more cases around the country. One city is being sealed off and local officials are blaming the lax pandemic measures, saying those will be punished who've done so. Since the initial outbreak has tamed last year, China's people live virtually free of the virus, with extremely strict measures stamping out small flare-ups. Now, the country is on high alert as a cluster of cases caused by the Delta variant touched at least 17 provinces. After a hotspot grew from one city near a famed scenic area, officials issued an order that no one, whether tourist or resident, could leave. In the United States, as the country continues to see a surge in Delta variant cases, the CDC has issued a new eviction ban for most of the U.S. through October 3rd. We get more from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has found legal authority for President Biden to declare a new 60-day eviction moratorium for areas where some 90% of the people live. The decision follows a 5-day protest by Missouri Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush and others on the steps of the Capitol building.
Stand up and speak for those who are oftentimes saying, "Who speaks for me? Who speaks for me? Who listens?"
The rent crisis continued despite Congress providing some $47 billion in relief. The vast majority of the money has yet to get to renters and their landlords to stave off looming evictions. Tim McGuire, Washington.
41 people were killed in a roadside accident in South Central Mali Tuesday when a truck carrying goods and market workers collided with a passenger bus. State broadcaster ORTM reported the truck's driver lost control after a tire burst and a vehicle swerved into the path of that bus. An investigation has found that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women inside and outside state government. AP correspondent Julie Walker with details.
New York Attorney General Letitia James made the announcement Tuesday.
The independent investigation has concluded that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women, and in doing so violated federal and state law.
June Kim, one of the lawyers leading the investigation, says there were 11 women sexually harassed by the governor. One of them was on his security detail.
That's AP correspondent Julie Walker reporting. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.